Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim Daf Lamed Ches and Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi'i, in the end of Halacha Aleph. Starting right in the top of the Amud, and we're still discussing the idea of Mochel HaKerem. Mochel HaKerem is when you have space between a vineyard and a fence. Says the Gemara, we read the boy, Osor Goder Lifni Migoder. If he had two fences, one inside the other, Noimar im yesh shloisha tfochim mutar lavi zer lisham, v'im lav osu lavi zer lisham. So we talk about here that the vineyard is not 12 amo away from the fence. So if between the fences you have a 3 tfochim space, so that makes it mokam choshuv. So then you can plant between the two fences, because the fence is a separation between the vineyard and what's next to it. Because there's enough space between the fences, you could plant over there, even though you don't have the distance to the vineyard. V'imlav osu lavi zer l'sham, but if the space is less than 3 tfachim, you can't plant over there. Rabbi Yaakov b'Yidi b'shem Shir Melokish, hayash sham mokoim 12 amo, nita l'mochol. If you do have 12 amo between the vineyard and the fence, so then you don't have any issue, and you could plant. That's what it means, nita l'mochol. It means the mochol was effective, and you're able to plant there. Omar Chizkio Vlad Shtemrse Al Shtemrse. So it says Rav Chizkio, you need to have 12 amah distance throughout the entire space between the vineyard and the fence. That's what Rav Chaim explains. Meaning, it doesn't mean 12 by 12, it means 12, but whatever the size of the vineyard is, even if the vineyard is 12 amah in length, you need to have a 12 amah space between the vineyard and the fence throughout the entire vineyard. Other Mefarshim explain over here that it means you need to have a 12 by 12 space for the Mochel HaKerem to be Mochel HaKerem. Once you have 12 by 12, if the vineyard is longer than 12 amo in terms of the length, the vineyard goes on 20 amo. So for 12 amo, you need to have space of 12. More than 12 amo, you don't. Says the Gemara, Chamano says, I don't need to have 12 amah distance, except in one place. As long as in one place I have a 12 amah distance between the vineyard and the fence, even though then the fence tilts and goes in an angle towards the vineyard, you could still plan that area. Halacha Bey Zog de Mishnah. Mechitzas HaKonim. If you have reeds that are being used as a fence, Im Ein Sham Ben Kone L'Chaveyu Shloisha Tvachim. If you don't have a distance of 3 tvachim between reed and reed, Kadeshi kanes agdi, for a small kid, a small animal, to go in there, ha-reizakimechitza, then it's considered to be a fence and it separates between the vineyard and the rest of the space. V'godo shenifer tzadeser amas, if you have a fence and you have an opening up to 10 amas, ha-reu kipesach, it's like an opening. So if you have a fence next to the vineyard and then there is an area which is an opening of up to 10 amas, that's fine. It's considered to be a door. Yor Yisir Mikam, if it's more than 10 amas, Keneged Apirtza also. You're not allowed to plant next to the opening. You're allowed to plant only next to where you have a fence. Nifritzubo Protos Harbet, if you have many openings, and each one of them is less than 10 amas, Imoim in Merubel Apirtza, as long as there's more fence than openings, Mutar, then you can plant around the entire area. Via Apirtza Merubel Oimit, but if you have more openings than fence, Keneged Apirtza also. You're not allowed to plant next to the openings, only next to the fence. Says the Gemara, if one has a vineyard, he has trees and he has space between the trees. Also pasim keneged abinayim. He did make a fence between the area of the trees, not next to the trees, but he put the fence only between the trees. V'yesh bo'imed arbo, and there is arba tfachim, and every one of these fences that are standing in between the trees, and we're using here the girsa of the Vilna Goyen, V'aparutz rabe alo imit, meaning though, even though there is more openings than fence, keneged oimin mutar, keneged apirtza also. So even though you can't plant right next to the trees, because next to the trees there's openings, but in between the trees, that there you have a fence, you're allowed to plant. Continues the Gemara in Amud Beis, also passing keneged akfonim, he put the fence and next to the trees. The trees now have fences next to them, and the space in between the trees don't have a fence. Ve'ein bo'oimid arbo, even though you don't have 4 tfachim in the length of these fences, ve'aparutz rabo lo'oimid, and even though the space between these fences is larger than the fence itself, pshita keneged ha'oimed mutar, keneged ha'pirtzo mutar. Meaning, even though you have all the negatives, you have your larger space between the fences, and you don't have four tefachim in the fences, you're still allowed to plant in between. Because the only reason you're not allowed to plant is because of the vines. As long as I have fences surrounding the vines, even though I don't have fences connected the area between the vines, as long as you plant next to the vines, because there you have a fence, so you must be able to plant also next to the area between the vines. It can be that the area between the vines will be more chomer than the area which is next to the vines themselves. Continues the Gemara and says, "Ebshim lokish v'shim Rabbi Yudu ben Chanina. Not arba konim be'arba zaviyos shebekir. He put four reeds in the four corners of the vineyard. The koshar gemi milamala, and then he put a string above the reeds, creating what's called tsura sapesach. Tsura sapesach is a shape which is like an upside down U shape. So you have two poles, two reeds, and a string on top, and you have this for all four sides of the vineyard." Matzil mishum peh. It works what's called a peh. A peh here means tzura sapesach. It looks like a door. Now, the next line of the Gemara, we're going to read like the Vilna Goyen, where the Gemara is got now deriving from here to Shabbos. Omar Rav Yoino, kemechitzas kilayim, kach mechitzas Shabbos. Meaning, Rish Lakish holds that the same way by kilayim, I can have a very large tzura sapesach from one corner of the vineyard to the other corner. If I have two reeds in each corner and I have a string on top, I have Tzur HaSapesach and it's fine. So by Shabbos, the Tzur HaSapesach can be as large as we want. So B'shu Karcho went to this place. He showed him a field, and the name of the field was Beis Chaverso. Vayusha brought us Yoyser Meser, and the openings were more than 10. There was Tzur HaSapesach. There was this shape of an upside down U shape, but there were more than 10 am. Vayanoitel ayim v'soitem dokrani v'soitem. So he took different pieces of wood and he tried to enclose the area to make it less than 10. Ad shemiyatot pochet meser, until it was less than 10 amos. Omar kazeh ken mechitza Shabbos. He says this will be the same thing for Shabbos. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan is bringing a raya that you cannot have Tzur HaSapesach more than 10 amos in space. Omar Rav Zeira says, Moedem Shirim Elokish Li'en Shabbos, Shein HaPeh HaMatzelis Yoyse Me'eser. Rav Zeira says that even Rish Lakish will agree that only regarding Kilayim you can have very large Tzur HaSapesach. But regarding Shabbos, that will be different. And according to the Vilna Gaon's Girsa that we used, this is arguing what we said before in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar of Chagai Masniso Amurken. I can bring you a raya from a Mishnah. It says, Makifim Shloisha Chavolim Zelim Malam Yizeh, Zelim Malam Yizeh. We learned in Eruvin that if I have a fence, and I have, what do I do with a fence? I have three ropes, and the three ropes are one on top of each other. As long as there's no three tefachim in between, we say Lovud. Lovud means less than three tefachim. It's considered to be as if it's completely sealed and closed. And that works as a fence. If you hold that you could have a large area with Tzur HaSapesach, meaning as long as I have two poles and a string on top, that Tzur HaSapesach is good enough. So why do I have to have three ropes? Have only one rope on top and I have Tzur HaSapesach. The fact that the Mishnah tells you have to have three ropes and each one is less than three tefachim, we have a lavut, shows that I can have a rope on top of two poles. Why not? Because having a rope on top of two poles only works for a space of 10 amos or less, but not more. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yoinom, I'm Shaya Bai, Hado Peo, Ma'at Omart. So the Gemara is going to try to slug up this rhyme. The Gemara is going to say the following. Rabbi says, this idea of the Peo, this idea of the Tzur HaSapesach, what exactly is the shape? Milamalo Minatzad. Do you tell me it's only if the rope is on top of the two poles? What happens if the rope is not on the top, it's on the side? I have two poles. Have a on the side of it, I have a rope. Does that work at Tzur HaSapesach? In Tamar, we're using the Vilna's Gaon's Girsa. In Tamar, minatzad, kosher ken milamala. If it works on the side, so if kosher ken will work on top, because then it's more like a Tzur HaSapesach. In Tamar milamala, I minatzad loy. But if you say that it works only on top, it won't work on the side. Says the one that Lamentes Amud Aleph. In Tamar milamala, lo amar chal chagai klum. If you want to say that if on top it works, and decide not, maybe that's the case in the Mishnah Neiruvim. The reason why you have to have three ropes, because the three ropes are not on top, they're on the side. That's why you need to have a lavut. But if the rope will be on top, and a chanami, they will work as tours of Pesach. So the more man of shach, imil amalan arim il manas, I still have a good raya. Because if you're talking that the rope is on top, so here's my raya. The fact that I have a rope on top, and you still don't say that's enough, I have to have three ropes. Imil atzad, arim il atzad. And if it's on the side, it's on the side. Meaning, as Rav Chaim explains, yeah, but there you have three ropes. Two of them are on the side, but one of them should be on top. Why do you have to tell me to do three ropes? Just tell me to have one rope on top, and that will be Tzuras HaPesach. The fact that the Mishnah didn't say that, just say I have three ropes, tells me that if, even if I put it on top, it won't work. Answers the Gemara, you can explain. The Gemara in Irvin is talking about that these poles are going to angle on top, and they have a very sharp ending. So you cannot put a rope on top of them. Doesn't have the ability to put a rope on top. So therefore, all three ropes on the side. And that's what we're saying. If you have three ropes on the side, then it works. If you don't have three ropes, you have only one rope, it won't work. But if you are able to put the rope on top of the poles, maybe in a chanami, maybe you will say that it does work at Tzuras HaPesach, even in a larger area of Tenamis. So that's what the Gemara says. The proof that we brought from Mishnah Neiruvin is not a great proof. If you hold that the Tzuras HaPesach works only on top and not on the side, because maybe there in the Mishnah and Eruvin is speaking about a case that you cannot put on top, so that's where you need three ropes. So the Raya of Chagai is not a great Raya. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Lamed Ches.